Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, George Metkovich. Batting second, the shortstop, Johnny Pesce. Batting third, the left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fourth, the second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Rudy York. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting seventh, the center fielder, Leon Culberson. Batting eighth, the catcher, Hal Wagner. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Tex Houston. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Tex Houston. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, George Case. Batting second, the shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting third, the first baseman, Les Fleming. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Hank Edwards. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Pat Sierratt. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Dutch Meyer. Batting eighth, the catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. And now, play ball. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich hits a fly ball into left field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Pesce is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesce hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming scoops it up and throws to first, with Feller covering, for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesce scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Sierra, who is chasing the ball. Doerr reaches third base with a triple. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fleming settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Doerr scores. One out. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins strikes out. Two outs. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesce scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra strikes out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a fly ball into center field. Culberson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. the side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tex Hewson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewson hits a fly ball into center field. Sierra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0 for 1 in the game. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Metkovich. The throw from Hayes and he is safe. Metkovich steals second. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0 for 1 in the game. Pesky strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a pop-up towards short. Pesky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Sierra. Williams reaches second base with a double. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. York strikes out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 1 in the game. Higgins hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0 for 1 in the game. Case hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 1 in the game. Fleming hits a pop-up towards short. Pesky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 0 for 1 in the game. Culberson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fleming scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wagner for the out. Two outs. Tex Hewson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewson is 0 for 1 in the game. Hewson hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreaux settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 1 in the game. Edwards hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Wagner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 0 for 1 in the game. Sierra strikes out. Wagner drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Sierra out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dutch Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 0 for 1 in the game. Meyer hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Wagner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Metkovich hits a fly ball into left field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0 for 2 in the game. Pesky hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Doerr strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0 for 1 in the game. Feller strikes out. Two outs. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0 for 2 in the game. Case strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. York hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0 for 2 in the game. Higgins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 0 for 2 in the game. Culberson hits a fly ball into left field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 2 in the game. Wagner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 2 in the game. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 2 in the game. Fleming hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards is 0 for 2 in the game. Edwards strikes out. Two outs. Pat Sierra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sierra is 0 for 2 in the game. Sierra hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fleming moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Pesky fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tex Houston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houston is 0-for-2 in the game. Houston hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreaux scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Metkovich strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Pesky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pesky is 0-for-3 in the game. Pesky takes first base on ball 4. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gene Woodling pinch hits for Dutch Meyer. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards first. York scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Woodling for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayes strikes out. Two outs. Bob Feller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feller is 0-for-2 in the game. Feller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ray Mack now playing second base. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Doerr hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. York bunts towards the mound. Feller fields it and throws to first for the out. Doerr moves to second. One out. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a fly ball into left field. Case settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leon Culberson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Culberson is 0-for-3 in the game. Culberson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. George Case is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Case is 0-for-3 in the game. Case hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Houston fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Boudreaux is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreaux is 0-for-3 in the game. Boudreaux hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fleming hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 1, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.